This morning, the title of the message is Stand Up for Jesus. Stand Up for Jesus. Some of you know that familiar. That's a song in our songbook. We would sing often, a great song, enthusiastic song. And that's our message this morning. Stand Up for Jesus. Acts chapter 4 here. And let's have a word of prayer, and then we'll look at the verses. Heavenly Father, again, thank you for this time that we can come together. We thank you that we have the Word of God, and we can hold it now in our hands and be able to read from it. We learn the glorious gospel. We learn about your love, and we learn the things that you want us to do. And Father, I pray you'd help us now to stand up for you, stand up for Jesus in our lives each day. Help us now, I pray, these things in your name. Amen. Acts chapter 4 here, and let's begin reading there in verse number 1. You'll want to keep your Bible open, and we're going to look through several verses here this morning in seeing the message, stand up for Jesus. Acts chapter 4 and verse number 1. The Bible says, "And as they spake unto the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in hold unto the next day, for it was now eventide." Here were some people that you see, they didn't like the apostles' preaching. And the apostles were taken and they were put into hold, prison perhaps, and they were being persecuted because they were preaching the message of Jesus Christ. And some people didn't like it. Look at verse 4. "Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. Wow, that's something, isn't there? You got something, what a divide. You got 5,000 men who are believing when the gospel's being preached, and you got some who don't like it at all, and they take the apostles and they want to put them in prison. What are we going to do with these guys? We don't like what they're preaching. But people were responding, and people were believing and getting saved. Listen, even the persecution could not stop the power of God. People heard the gospel and people were getting saved, and what a glorious time it was. Would you be willing to go to prison for a night if 5,000 men could get saved? I think I would. I hope I would. And I believe I would. I think that'd be worthwhile, don't you think? And what a great time. The apostles, yeah, they're being persecuted, but the persecution couldn't stop the power of God. And the message was preached and people were saved. Look now at verse 5. "And it came to pass on the morrow that the rulers and the elders and the scribes and Annas the high priest and Caiaphas and John and Alexander and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, 'By what power or by what name have ye done this?' Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them," meaning the Holy Spirit of God, "said unto them, 'Ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby ye must be saved." Oh, people didn't like Peter talking like this, did they? If people were to know it's by that Jesus whom you crucified and that Jesus who God raised up from the dead, it was by him and by his power that the impotent man was healed and that all these people are becoming believers now and followers in Jesus. Listen, they did not like that. And so there was persecution. But I'm glad the persecution did not stop the apostles. They kept on preaching. Someone has said this, "The test of your character is what it takes to stop you. The test of your character is what it takes to stop you." Though they were persecuted, they continued to stand up for Jesus. The opposition didn't like them speaking of Jesus, but they still spoke up for him. Look at what it says now in Acts 4:13. "Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceive that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. They were speechless. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, "What shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle hath been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But that it spread no further among the people, let us straitly threaten them, that they speak henceforth to no man in this name." And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, "Whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people. For all men glorified God for that which was done. Peter and John here, they were bold to preach about Jesus Christ, weren't they? They were bold. They ended up being threatened. "We don't want you to speak about him anymore." But Peter and John stood up for Jesus. They said, we have to speak of Christ. We have to speak of Christ. We cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. You can't make us shut up about Jesus Christ. We're going to speak about him. We're going to talk about him. Peter and John, the Bible says, the people looked at them and thought, oh, they're just unlearned and ignorant men. They didn't have the high education that those Pharisees and Sadducees and all those people did. Truth is that Peter and John were humble and simple men. They were common fishermen. But what happened? They had been with Jesus. What a significance there is in that verse. That they were unlearned and ignorant men, sure. They didn't maybe have the education of some of those people, but they had been with Jesus. They had been with the Lord. They knew the Lord Jesus intimately. They had spent so much time with him, and that's why they were bold and willing to stand up for Jesus. When you and I spend time with the Lord, when we've been with Jesus, when we've spent much time with God in his word and in prayer, you know what? We'll have greater courage too. We'll have greater boldness like Peter and John did. If we'll spend much time with Jesus, we'll have greater boldness to stand up for our Savior also. Look what it says there now in verse 23. Verse 23. Again, they took them, they threatened them. "We don't want you to speak about this anymore." Verse 23 says, "And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which hast made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is." Notice what they did. They prayed. They prayed. Were they being opposed? Sure they were, but they prayed. They prayed. In their adversity, they prayed. They prayed for boldness. They prayed for courage. They did not pray for God to take away the problem or to make things easier. How different is that from the way that we sometimes pray? If it was me, too often maybe I'd be guilty of praying, God, would you just make it things easier, please. Lord, make things easier. Lord, would you just help things to go better for me? Lord, I just I don't like the problems. Please, Lord, take them away. But you know what? That's not what the disciples prayed. They prayed for courage. They prayed for boldness. Even though they knew there was going to be some obstacles and some opposition and things were not going to be easy. How different is that from the way that we often pray? The apostles prayed. They did not quit. They prayed. They would not be stopped. They prayed. And we need to have that same spirit. That same mentality, that same desire in our heart that we wouldn't quit, we wouldn't give up, but we would pray and pray for courage and pray for boldness to keep on doing right. It says, look there in verse 29, Acts 4:29. It says, and now, Lord, again, as they're continuing to pray, it says, and now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word. The believers has come, they've heard from these apostles, and they're praying and saying, God, give them boldness. Give them courage that in spite of those that are opposing them, in spite of the threatenings against them, give them the courage and the boldness to keep on speaking the name of Christ, to keep on speaking thy word. Look what it says in verse 31. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Isn't that awesome? God empowered them with His Spirit. God filled them with boldness, and God helped them to keep on going and keep on preaching, keep on speaking His word. They continued to preach the gospel of Jesus with boldness. They stood up for Jesus. Listen, God's power was being manifest all over the place. The apostles, we know in this time, were, as the Bible says later in the book of Acts, they were turning the world upside down with the gospel. They were turning the world upside down with the gospel. Things were happening. Lives were being changed. People were getting saved. They were turning the world upside down with the doctrine, with the teachings of Jesus Christ. And the Pharisees and the Sadducees, neither crowd liked it. And more opposition and more persecution continued to come against the apostles. But they didn't pray, Lord, make it easier. No, they said, Lord, give us courage and boldness. Lord, give them courage. Give us courage. Give us boldness to keep on preaching, keep on speaking the truth. Turn over to Acts chapter 5 and look at verse number 17. Acts chapter 5 there in verse 17. It says, then the high priest rose up, and all they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation. They were upset. They were angry. They were filled with indignation, and laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. So we don't like you here, prison. We don't like you here preaching. You're going to go to prison. We're going to put you in prison. They threw them in jail. They tried to stop them. Notice what it says in verse 19. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth. God sent an angel to bring them out of that prison. They were thrown into prison for preaching the gospel. God sent an angel to open the prison doors and to let them out. Then notice what the angel said. It says, verse 20. The angel was speaking to them and said, go, stand, and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. Go, stand, and speak in the temple. You know what the angels were telling them to do? Go stand up for Jesus. Keep on standing up for Jesus. Don't worry about being thrown in prison. Don't worry about their threatenings. You keep on standing and you keep on speaking for your Lord and for your Savior. The angels told the disciples to go stand and speak for their Lord and speak for their Savior. And the apostles did it. Boy, you'd think by now that we'd be ready. Well, I don't know, Lord. I don't know if we should really do this. Maybe we shouldn't be offending people. We don't want to offend anybody. You know, some people just don't like it. Some people just, they don't want to hear this. Maybe we shouldn't offend them. Lord, is there maybe just something different we can do? Or maybe we can do this in an easier way. God, something else. No, that's not what they did. They prayed for courage and they prayed for boldness. And when the angel told them to go and stand and keep on speaking for their Lord, they did. They did. Notice what it says in verse 21. And when they heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning and taught. Surely they call, God, just give us a break. Let us rest for a day. Let us rest for a little while. You know, we're tired. We spent the night in prison. We don't let us rest and recuperate for a while. No, early in the morning they went to go and speak. They didn't take the day off. They just kept on going. When they heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning and taught. But the high priest came, and they that were with him, called the council together and all the senate of the children of Israel and sent to the prison to have them brought. They went and they were in the temple preaching and speaking of Christ again. But all that council and all that senate and those, they wanted to bring those apostles now and confront them. Can I say something here? The angels told them in verse 20, go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. You know what? God has also given to us, to you and me, the words of life. Don't you know the words of eternal life? If you're saved, if you've been born again, you know the words of eternal life. You know that he that takes of the water of life freely can be saved. That they can drink of the water of Jesus Christ that will satisfy, so a man will never thirst again. A person can eat the bread of life and they can never hunger. You know about the words of life. You know about eternal life. You know how a person can be saved, how a person can be born again, how they can be saved from the punishment of their sins, and how they can have eternal life and a home in heaven. Listen, we need to go and stand and speak and share the words of life with others. In Acts 5, notice verse 22. Acts 5 and verse 22. But when the officers came and found them not in the prison, they returned and told, saying, the prison truly found we shut with all safety, and the keepers standing without before the doors. But when we had opened, we found no man within. Listen, it was not easy for the apostles to stand up for Jesus, but they did. The apostles just got out of spending a night in prison. And the prisons were not nice. The jails were not nice in that days. It wasn't comfortable beds and good food and so on. No, it wasn't nice at all. But when they got out of prison, they continued preaching the word of God. Listen for a second. Listen, we'll read the verses in a minute. None of us have ever gone to prison. I don't think. I don't know that any of you in this room have ever gone to prison for preaching the word of God. Some people are. Some people around the world are going to prison for speaking of Christ. But you and I have never gone to prison for preaching the word of God. But yet it seems that so often we're not willing to go and stand and speak. Why is that? Why is it? Why is it that sometimes we won't go, we won't stand, we won't speak? Is it because we're afraid of what others will think of us? That's very possible. You know, in the human nature of every man, we are too much concerned about what other people think of us. I am. You are, I'm sure. We can be too concerned with what others think about us. Are we afraid that others will reject? Listen, some may accept Christ and some may reject Christ, but we must get over our fears and get over our excuses and get over any other thing that stops us and become a bold witness for Christ. Become the witness that He wants us to be. The Bible says, God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power. You know what the Bible tells us in Acts 1, and even here we see it in the book of Acts 4 and 31 and so on. What does God want to give us? When we want to be witnesses for Christ, and when He's told us to be witnesses for Christ, He gives us the Holy Spirit of God to empower us and to help us and to give us boldness. So it's not God that gives us fear, it's God that wants to give us power and enable us and help us to witness for Him. If it's not the Lord that makes us fearful, then who is it? It's the devil that wants to put that spirit of fear into our minds. You know, we face a great battleground. One of the great battlegrounds in life is in our mind. Corinthians tells us that. And listen, Satan is the one that will try to put a spirit of fear in us that, be afraid to witness and so on. But God wants to give us power. God wants to give us boldness. We have a responsibility simply to go and to stand and to speak. And we must leave the results up to God. What's our job? Our job is simply to obey God. To obey God. The apostles said, whether it be right for us to obey men or right for us to obey God, you can judge, but we're going to obey God. We're going to obey God. We're going to keep on standing up, and we're going to keep on speaking for our Savior, Jesus Christ. The apostles knew that they must obey God rather than man. And they kept on standing up and they kept on speaking up for Jesus. Notice Acts chapter 5, if you would. Acts chapter 5. And look at verse number 22. Acts 5:22. It says, "But when the officers came and found them not in the prison, they returned and told, saying, 'The prisons truly we shut with all safety, and the keepers standing without the doors. But when we had opened, we found no man within.' And when the high priest and the captain of the temple and the chief priests heard these things, they doubted of them whereunto this would grow. Then came one and told them, saying, 'Behold, the men whom ye put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people.' Then went the captain with the officers and brought them without violence, for they feared the people, lest they should have been stoned. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked them, saying, 'Did we not straitly command you that ye should not teach in this name? And behold, ye have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine, and intend to bring this man's blood upon us.' Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, 'We ought to obey God rather than men.'" We ought to obey God rather than men. Don't you think that we ought to obey God rather than men? Don't you think so? We ought to obey God rather than men. Verse 30 says, "The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom ye slew and hanged on a tree. Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are his witnesses of these things. And so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him." When they heard that, they were cut to the heart and took counsel to slay them. You know what it does when the word of God is given? It does cut to the heart. And they were convicted and they were bothered too. Notice what it says there in verse 34. "Then stood there up one of the council, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a doctor of the law, had in reputation among all the people, and commanded to put the apostles forth a little space, and said unto them, 'Ye men of Israel, take heed to yourselves what ye intend to do as touching these men. For before these days rose up Theudas, boasting himself to be somebody, to whom a number of men, about 400, joined themselves, who was slain, and all, as many as obeyed him, were scattered and brought to naught. After this man rose up Judas of Galilee in the days of the taxing, and drew away much people after him. He also perished, and all, even as many as obeyed him, were dispersed. And now I say unto you, refrain from these men, and let them alone. For if this counsel or this work be of men, it will come to naught. But if it be of God, ye cannot overthrow it, lest haply ye be found even to fight against God.' And to him they agreed. And when they had called the apostles and beaten them, they commanded them that they should not speak in the name of Jesus, and let them go. And the disciples, and they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name." If people are doing the work of God by God's Spirit with God's power, it will last. The work of the flesh will not last. When we are trying to accomplish a work in our flesh, it will not last. Here we see the apostles were beaten, and they were commanded that they should never speak again of Jesus Christ. But what happened? We'll read, "They cease not." They cease not. You know what? If somebody came to me and kept throwing me in prison and kept taking me out and beating me, I think I'd be tempted to want to quit. I think I'd be tempted to want to just stop preaching Christ and say, I can't do it. But the apostles would not be stopped. They were determined, "We're going to keep on standing. The angel of the Lord gave us a command to go and stand and speak, and we ought to obey God rather than men." And they continued to stand and continued to speak. They would not cease. They continued to stand up for Jesus. Again, notice verse 41, "And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name." They left after that beating that they took. They left after the threatenings that they took, and they left rejoicing. They left rejoicing. Happy. filled with joy, rejoicing in the Lord. Their joy came from the Lord. That's why they could be have the happiness that they did. In James 1 and verse 12, it says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations." These apostles were living that out. They were counting it a joy to suffer for the Lord Jesus Christ. They were counting it a joy to suffer shame for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They were willing to suffer for Him. Would you and me be willing to suffer any reproach? Would you and I be willing to suffer any persecution for the name of our Savior? Think about it. Would you? Would I? Would we be willing to suffer any reproach, any hardship? Would we be willing to suffer even the slightest hardship? Would we be willing to be inconvenienced even just a little bit in our lives for the priority of being a good witness for Jesus Christ? That's all that it was about. We've seen it. The disciples of Christ, they just wanted to be good witnesses for Christ. They wanted to speak to others about their Savior. Oh, they were inconvenienced. There was some hardship sometimes involved in it, but they were willing to suffer shame and reproach for the name of Jesus Christ. Why? Because He was their Savior. Because He had done so much for them. Just like He's done so much for you and for me. I would be lost and on my way to hell for all eternity if not for the Savior Jesus Christ. Would we be willing to suffer reproach? Would we be willing to suffer persecution for our Savior? Would we be willing to suffer even the slightest hardship or be inconvenienced even a little bit for the priority of being a good witness for Jesus Christ? I'm afraid the answers to those questions too many times would be no and no and no. Many Christians have died as martyrs over the centuries because they would not renounce their faith in Jesus Christ. Just a few days ago, actually, my family, we began reading a little devotional thing in our home called This Day in Baptist History. And it's a real good book. We've only done it maybe 4 days this week. And on a date, it talks about something that happened and tells incredible stories of people who suffered persecution. And it goes to places all over the world. And I think it was just last night we read one that talked about a preacher even when America was being founded and so on. And here in America where, I think it was in the state of New York perhaps. Sometimes there were states that were considered to be Catholic or Baptist or different things. And people did not like people preaching the gospel. They didn't like them if they were baptizing people. You know, they thought just the sprinkling was okay and don't baptize people. And there was great persecution. And it talked there about a preacher who went to prison for preaching. It talked about people who were letting their houses and letting their barns be used for churches to meet in. And how those people who were opening up their home or opening up their barn for church services, those people were going to prison because there the gospel and the Bible was being preached in those places. Many Christians have suffered far worse. Many Christians over the centuries and even in this generation are dying as martyrs because they will not renounce their faith in Jesus Christ. May God help us in this generation to not be sissies, but to stand up for our Lord Jesus Christ. Stand up for Jesus. Again, notice what it says there in verse 42, Acts 5 and verse 42. In verse 40, we read, they called the apostles, they beat them, they commanded them that they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. And then verse 42 says, and daily in the temple and in every house, daily in the temple and in every house, they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. They would not cease. They were not going to be stopped. They continued to preach and to speak of Christ daily. May God help our faith to not just be reserved for 1 hour on Sunday mornings, hidden in a room filled with other believers, but may our faith be shared courageously, boldly, and daily with people out there. You know, it's too easy for us just to, well, I'm a believer and I've got my faith and I'll experience my faith and I'll enjoy my faith for 1 hour in one room with a group of other believers. But that's not what God wants. God wants our faith to be shared with people everywhere. He wants our faith to be shared daily, everywhere we go. Well, we share our faith boldly and courageously with people at work and people at school and people in our neighborhood and people in our town. God, help us to do that. They cease not. They were not going to be stopped from doing what God wanted them to do. May God help us. Pray for God to give you boldness and courage and power. And just do it, man. We've got to be determined to be good witnesses for Christ and determined to do so daily and to share our faith. Don't just keep it in here. Don't just keep it in your heart. Share your faith. Share it with others everywhere you go.